Hey, welcome to Girls in Heels. Today is part two from last week's episode. Just to refresh your memory, I asked Nicole a very simple question about her area of study at school. It got us into a very provocative conversation. You're going to be surprised where that answer led us. You're about to find out. And we'll finally get to our shocking housewives news. And I never got to my oral surgery story. And frankly, I never actually get to it. That's what happens a lot of times on the show. We intend on talking about lots of stuff that we never get to because we crazy. It's true. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence. You'll be hearing from me and my co-host, Teresa Apreya and Nicole Napolitano, the twins from Bravo's Real Housewives of New Jersey. Thank you so much for listening to our show. Here now is part two of Girls in Heels from last week. What'd you get a degree in, by the way, Nicole?
Communications.
And what about you, Teresa?
Life. No, I'm joking.
I started off with liberal arts, and then I went to communications. Life. Nicole makes fun of me because I took, like, stress management in school.
You know what? You're laughing. Do you know that the hot thing right now in schools, no matter what program you're in, and mostly like business schools and medical schools and stuff, they make them take these classes that are about like mindfulness and
happiness.
Sweetie,
at
we
Harvard.
Spoke about this.
I met him.
We are friends
I know
with Sean
him.
Acor.
Stop it right now. He I have pictures is... with him in Rome. I love him.
We went to Rome. We went to Cancun with him. We had it. We
Stop
had
it right
him
now.
Speak at our conference. You like Sean Acor?
No, you don't say.
I love him.
I've been on the phone with his wife all day, Michelle Guillon.
Are you kidding me?
Well, listen.
Get out.
You call her and you tell her.
They weren't married at the time.
They were not married at the time. They were dating. And yeah, Teresa and I were in personal development. We had this company. I'm not going to say the name right now, but you can just say he had traveled. He had spoke.
The company they went to South Africa with, the Mexico.
In Cancun.
Was a personal development company.
In Rome.
Oh, okay.
So Sean,
can you talk into your microphone so I can hear you?
Yeah. So Sean Acor, actually, and we're talking about, we had found him and had him speak in our company years ago.
Before he was even popular.
Before he was popular. And before he was followed by Oprah, which, by the way, she only follows like probably 200 people.
Right.
Sean Acor is one of the people who she follows.
I know,
he's
that's
amazing, though.
Right.
Yes. He's brilliant.
He is brilliant. I can't.
He started in
Psychology of Happiness, right. And it's a course at Harvard.
It's a course at Harvard. I love this man so much because years ago when we first met, he said, you know what, Nicole? Depression is such a big issue. And on another episode, I really do want to talk about this because, especially with children, but in college, students were committing suicide, major depression. He started this course at Harvard, which
it is an accredited course.
They are getting 3 credits for this course. And it is like there's a line to sign up for it. Like you can't get into
it. It was always write 5 things every morning as soon as you get out of bed that you're grateful for. It's gratefulness. And it's true.
Gratitude is a magnet for miracles.
And let me tell you something, from when my boys were little,
Just keep a smile on your face.
And gratefulness
your
and gratitude.
Endorphins.
He's an amazing person. And I was so blessed to have him speak. To have met him. But
we'll
not only
that.
Pictures.
It's we will show you pictures. It's probably on my Facebook. If you go to
for
Rome.
For him okay. to speak for the company that we were with, you know, on
No,
that.
Let me tell you something, too. I mean, I was single at the time, too. And I remember saying, oh, my God. Like, the
what
whole
a
place,
smile on
The whole
him.
Place was crushing on him.
Right.
I was single when we went to Rome. I mean, he's married now. And
right.
We all are.
And he has a child. God bless him.
But God bless him. He's such a gentleman, and he's such a brilliant man.
So I just put down his wife's book. I read it over the weekend. It's called Broadcasting Happiness, and she talks obviously about him in the book and stuff like that. But that's what they do. They have this research center together where they basically study happiness and positive psychology and everything that you guys are talking about. And she is part of this I'm working on a project right now, and she's helping us because she's giving us like gratitude tips. But unusual things that we can use because Thanksgiving's coming up. So things that, like...
Honey, I can give you those tips.
I bet you can.
No. I'm joking.
She's doing it on camera because she used to be an anchor at CBS.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's a television personality for many years. She went and got her master's degree and started working with him. And they fell in love. They got married. And they, as you know, have a baby. They have a little boy. Yeah. But they're just... She's amazing. And he's brilliant. And everybody I know... that knows him, he changes their lives.
He has a beautiful spirit.
That's what it is. And everyone has learned so much from him. And even being in the whole industry for so long and having a business and personal development,
right.
you even for my son, I see such a difference. The way,
oh, Santa,
the way,
really, seriously,
you know, I love the fact that she can't just sit and listen. She has to make everything about. She's, her hands are going, the glass is going.
She just spilled
she's
the
wearing,
wine.
She's wearing 100 bracelets, and you hear them the whole time she's sitting there. See,
you cannot. There's no like chicken.
We can't. We just can't have a conversation. It's like having a child. This is why I don't have children.
Yes, here I am.
Am I putting your microphone on now? Look at this. Now she's on the show.
Here I am, your child.
Shut up. No.
It's when your children become the parent.
Yes.
No, we love you. I just have to add something because this is so interesting.
You were in Cancun with us when he spoke at our conference.
Absolutely. But I also just read something recently in a magazine about young children being so stressed out. Mm. And speaking to a doctor yesterday, Dr. Singh, who also said it's out of control. Everybody is so stressed out. So
right.
He is so right on. He was so ahead of the curve. He was so... He is brilliant.
He is, but I want to tell you something. It really is all about, and I mean this being, whether you're a mom, whether you're a wife, a girlfriend, whatever role you play in life, okay, it really is every day choosing to be happy. And that's what I say.
Right.
I personally have enough of doctors. I'm so tired of doctors.
I'm tired of self-medicating.
What I'm saying is kids are stressed today, but even the way, and it's even getting, it's so funny, like, this weekend, real quick, love Carole King, saw the play Beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. Love her, love, love. That song really resonated with me from when I was a child. My mom, you always played that. You're beautiful as you feel. Wake up every morning with a smile on your
face. You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world
just how happy. But I want to tell you something. It seems like
we don't have the rights to that song, you guys.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, here I go again.
No, exactly. No, but you know what? We laugh and we say that flippantly, like, oh, whatever. But that resonated with me. As a child, psychologically, you play that every day. I thank my mother every day. It's how you feel, not just what people say, but how people make you feel. She just playing that in my house. We had a very happy childhood. We chose to be happy every day. Smile. Kids need to know today. I think it's responsibilities for parents to teach our kids. Like Sean Aker is teaching people from children to adults to everywhere. You have to, and I say this to people out there, you know, these young girls that write me beautiful letters and for young boys and girls and adults, choose to be happy. Don't try not to go that route of medication, because in the long run, it only, and I'm not knocking people that need medication, it really does mess with all the neurons and brain functioning. It does. Some people need it.
Well, no, it depends.
People need it.
Because some of it is biological.
Yes,
I mean, if you have problems, I mean, it's easy to say choose to be happy, choose to make things good.
Right,
but
I know. My mother gets crazy with me. I know.
Yeah, it's not
she
that easy.
She gets crazy
to,
with me.
It's not that there's a reason why we have so many depressed people in this country.
I know.
Because exactly.
You can't
thank
just,
you.
You can't just, you know, my mother,
know.
It's so funny, Santa, because I love that how enlightened you are. My mom, if I'm going through a hard time or if I'm feeling depressed or whatever, she goes, just be happy.
Like, yeah, just be happy. It doesn't
just
work that
be.
Way.
Oh, yeah. I see. I should have thought of that myself.
Look at my
it's
mother.
Like,
uh-huh.
It's
but
like, it's, you know, it's just,
it's like,
not
don't
that...
say no to drugs.
Right. Right.
It's
okay.
The same response.
Okay. I'll just do that.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
but it's much more
but I do want to tell you this about being gratefulness.
Yes, Nicole.
From when my boys were 2-3 years old and they were able to speak, I would not let them go to bed at night. We would say our prayers, and then I would say, what are you grateful for? Mm. And let's say, whether it's the cozy pillow or
you're
the
right.
roof over your
great,
head.
Great. Whenever, gratitude.
No. It's called gratitude.
I know.
And it's the words. It's being grateful.
The power of words. I believe that.
It's the power of
Mom,
words.
What you're saying and what Coop was saying is... I get that.
Teresa, funny. No, when I went to school in Italy, it's funny about even the songs that we sing. I would wake up every morning and I would sing, it's a beautiful morning. And I would sing that song. And one day the guy upstairs came down and picture. Now I'm in Italy. I'm in Rome now.
Okay.
This guy came down and gave me
stop
at
singing.
The time
I'm trying
it was
to sleep.
Cassette.
I'm trying to
and
sleep, but stop
said,
singing.
He said, here, this is for you. And he put headphones on my ears, and it was the song that I sang every morning.
Oh, cool.
And he said, thank you. He goes, I would hear you. He's like, it was almost like birds chirping in the morning, like a happy thing. I would hear
like
you
sing. Snow White.
Because
Snow White.
Yes. No,
there we go
that's
back
what he
to
told
Snow
me.
White again.
And he put these headphones on my ears and he said, thank you. Because every morning, you would not miss a day in the morning. You would start your day singing that song. Mm. And you know what? It made me happy. And that's how my day had carried on.
Right.
I didn't wake up being a crap magnet.
Thank you.
And
but that's what I'm saying.
By
but
waking up every single morning, and I hope to share this with everyone. Yes. It will make a difference.
That's his, Sean Aker and Michelle Guillon. That's their philosophy. That first of all, don't watch negative news in the morning, because if you start your day with negative thoughts and watching the news and watching like horrible things, it gives you a perception of the world that is negative.
It brings down your vibration.
Gratitude. Send an email to a couple people and just be like, "Hey, I love you. You're like my best friend. And I just want to tell you that today and have
Thank
a great
you.
Day."
And
right, so that they do have things that you could do to
that's
feel.
That's what I'm saying.
And what I really love about them is they acknowledge that there are negative people in the world, that there are terrible things that happen, but they say that you should still find the happiness. Michelle tells this interesting story in her book about this woman who is like one of the happiest people she ever met. And she says to her, where does that come from? And she says, well, I met and married the most wonderful man. I was so in love and so happy. And he died last year. But I realized that I was so lucky to have met him and to have had him in my life. And I feel like it means that I'm a special person, a good person. Even though I lost him, I still feel hopeful that the world is a good place. And like this woman that lost the love of her life is incredibly happy and positive. Yes, Santa. You don't have to raise your hand.
You can always. Yeah, I'm not part of this regular group, but excuse me. I would like to. That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful.
And I feel a however coming.
You
however.
Can always.
No, however. And then I'm going to comment.
It's not an however. It's not.
It okay, is, I'm
it
just
is
joking.
Also. I read something on Facebook last night about this wonderful Frenchman who lost his wife. I'm sorry to be a Debbie Downer here.
It's not
but
a Debbie
you can
Downer
always,
because they're no, sticking together.
You can always edit this if you choose.
No, I want to hear what you're saying.
I don't know his name, but I guess he's on Facebook. I don't know his name. He's a Frenchman who lost his wife last week in Paris. Mm-hmm. And she was killed. At the restaurant, I believe. Mm. And he wrote the most beautiful, beautiful words in honor of her. He has a 17-month-old child.
Oh.
And he said, Jesus. No, I will not allow you to take my happiness from me.
Mm.
I will not allow you, whoever you are, Isis, to take this away from me.
Hmm.
I will miss her. I love her. I will always love her. He is my child's mother, and I will continue to love this child and raise him. But one thing you won't, you took my wife, but you won't
take
my happiness.
Wow. That's what I'm saying. Look what's happening in Paris.
It's amazing. People like that are just amazing to me.
He's just an amazing man, and it's going viral.
Yeah.
On, you know, all over the internet.
That is.
That's beautiful.
That is.
And that's the kind of stuff that we're talking about and that they talk about in their books, these two. Yeah, I mean, but I think it's almost like you aspire to that. And there are some people, you two are really like that. I will say that the one thing about Nicole and Teresa is that you guys genuinely are very good, charitable, genuine. It's not bullshit with you two. Mm-hmm. It really is amazing. Yeah. And I have one other friend like that, but then I have friends that like try to be like that, but then they have that really negative side, you know.
Right.
I think it's really hard to aspire to really be that good in life all the time.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to work on it, but I do want to say something. And you know, living with my parents. Yesterday, coming down the kitchen, you know, I have the 5 on. I have Fox News on in my house. I could hear that in the evening when I'm cooking dinner. But when I came downstairs yesterday and you had your computer on and there was, you know, politics on, do you know what I heard? And I told my mother, turn that off. I said, I hear, you know what that is to me in the morning? That's noise.
It wasn't the morning.
It wasn't. It was, Mom. It was in the morning. And what I said is, that's noise to me. I'm not starting off my day hearing about politics. You know why? Because to me, it's negative. And my mom said, well, I like to hear what's going on in the world. Guess what? I'll hear it in the evening. But I will not hear it to start. I'm not starting off my day hearing about politics. I need in the morning to feed myself with positive stuff to go out in the world. Then when I come home, when I'm cooking, I'll listen to the five and this and that, blah, blah, blah. But how I go to bed at night, and I will...
You'll end your day negative.
No. How I am my...
I'd rather start it negative.
I will start my day positive.
Right.
How I am my day is with my faith. Because you know what they say?
Right.
Fear will keep you up at night. Faith will make you rest at night. And that's that.
Yeah,
you got to have a foundation.
Never heard that. That's interesting.
Well, that's my thing.
I like that. Everybody has to have a code. That's your code.
Exactly.
Yeah, and how many people, like, you fear and you think of things and you worry?
I don't worry, though.
Screw that.
I don't worry.
No. You got to have your faith. Whatever it is, whether you're Buddha, Hindu, Christian, blah, blah. I'm Catholic. I'm Christian. So that's how I go to bed at night. I have my faith, and that's how I rest.
I heard something fascinating.
Fear will keep you up.
I heard something fascinating this week from a sleep expert. I did an interview with this woman who is, she works at Stanford Sleep Center out in California. Fascinating. So I never have insomnia. Never. I'm a sleeper. And not only am I a sleeper, I can sleep anywhere. Like right now, if you guys stopped talking for long enough.
Cooper, wake up.
I would be out like a light. Like
That's
a
great.
Shot. It's crazy. But I've lately been going through a little bit of insomnia. But here's my type of insomnia. I go to bed, no problem. 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm awake.
Whoa.
But I'm awake. Like it's not like I roll around a little and go, I can roll over
you
again.
Call me.
What time do you go to bed?
Probably around midnight or so.
Okay.
So I go to bed at midnight, and then 4 hours later, I'm up, and that's it. I sleep 4 hours, and that's it. So I talked to this woman at the sleep center, and she says to me, "You have to schedule your time to worry. You should not be worrying while you're sleeping." She said, what happens is the worry and the anxiety you have overrides your need for sleep. Mm. And she said, like, if you think about, like, back in the cave, the reason why people used to do that is because, so you'd be sleeping, but then they'd be like, a bear. So so you'd wake up because you had to run from the bear or close off your cave or whatever. So now we don't have bears coming into our homes. At least I don't.
I jumped bears 2 nights ago.
You guys are in Jersey, so maybe.
You do.
I've seen all raccoons.
I've seen all the black bears there. And raccoons.
For 2 nights ago, I had a dream that there were black bears all around me, and they were so cute, but I knew they were dangerous if I went up and kissed them. That was my dream. I swear to God.
Oh, dear God. Continue, bears. Cooper. Continue, Cooper.
So she told me that that's why that the anxiety I have overrides my need for sleep. So that's thing one. Mm-hmm. And thing two is she said, schedule a time to worry. And it should be at least 2 hours before you go to bed. And make sure you sit in a very uncomfortable chair. Your worry chair should be someplace to sit that is not comfortable. Mm-hmm. So that way you start associating
uncomfortableness
with worry. Mm-hmm. So it makes you worry less, she says. She's a researcher and a scientist and a doctor.
Well,
so
I'm going to be your psychologist right now.
Okay.
With no PhD.
Oh.
And here's words of wisdom. When you are worrying, you're not worshiping. When you're worshiping, you're not worrying.
What am I worshiping?
Whatever you want to. I worship God. But when you are worshiping and praising, you're not worrying. That's my thing.
I don't worship things, though. I'm not a worshiper.
Well, you're going to start worshiping things. You're going to start hanging out with me, baby girl. And you're not going to be worrying. That's what you got to do.
I worship
things.
That hat you're wearing. That's that sparkly
like
Knicks hat is hot.
I love it.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Time out. You like my Knicks hat, but guess what?
What?
Nicole is not wearing heels today. I'm not girls in heels. I'm girls in Gucci. I'm wearing Gucci rain boots today. Because it's raining out there.
But it's still Gucci. I mean.
But did you notice
really,
it?
Really? I'm in sneakers today.
So
I'm
I want
Nike.
You to worship my damn boots, girl.
Let me see.
Hold on.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Because of the rain, where none of us are in heels today. Are we? Oh, those are beautiful, though. Those are still beautiful boots.
Thank you.
And you're just loving yourself today.
Teresa, you're in Nikes?
Yeah,
you know what? I'm grateful today, baby.
At least they're cute.
I love them. I'm in my little baseball cap.
We're like cash. Like, I got like no makeup on today. Knicks hat, Gucci rain boots.
Pumas.
Pumas?
Yep.
Those are really adorable.
But like three-quarter Puma. I know. And look at the color. They're like maroon.
Those are like so retro. I love them.
I know. That's what I got them at like some retro store.
I was
going to
say,
cool.
I love them.
Yeah. I was the only person there over the age of 25 buying shoes.
<Love them.
laughs>
Cooper, I don't want you to worry getting back to that. I love you.
Thank you.
No, but that's...
And it really does, like, make me, like, upset because I do know so many people. And, like I said, I do want to talk about this on an episode, like, with depression
and suicide.
Like, I don't want anyone to be,
no,
like,
this
sad.
No, this isn't depression and suicide.
Suicide. This is, like, many people who get, like, very depressed. Like, I do want to, like, talk about
that later. Another issue, but what I'm saying is...
For me, I will tell Nicole.
What I'm saying is it's typical worry, like just an average person today worries. That's what they were saying. They were even saying today.
I don't want you to worry, though.
But there's time when people just get overwhelmed.
It's something that's out of my control. And I've been discussing this. I'm not going to talk about it on the air until I have a resolution to it.
Okay.
But I am in the process of trying to work on a brand new job. It's big.
Yes.
And every week I have more and more information about it, but there's no resolution. Like, there hasn't been a contract signed yet. There hasn't been. So every night I go to sleep and I can't stop thinking about it because this job is life changing.
I know why, too. Because why? The little time that I know you,
yeah,
it's a good thing. You're like me in a sense, not you're a control freak.
Oh,
and you know, because I read a lot of psychological books too. And you know what? It really does take over. Like, you really want everything aligned. You want to know what's happening.
That's right.
You want to know all the details, and you want it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you feel when it's out of control, that's what makes you worry. So I mean, I could appreciate that, and I can't wait. So I'm gonna really, like, we're gonna put all our energy out there, like do 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 do. Cooper.
Wait, you did mention something earlier to us that something about housewives, and you had news.
Oh, right. Jesus, I forgot about this.
Oh, something that we don't know about, and I'm sorry to say, but Tarsha and I usually know everything.
I don't know if you might know this, I got to say.
Okay.
It was because this is a book that was pitched to me, and I could not stop laughing when I received it.
Oh, I know it already.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know it?
Jim Marchese?
Nope. Jim Marchese.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, so you tell me.
I don't know if you know this.
Okay.
But Teresa Giudice?
Yes.
Yes.
Is now spiritual and happy, and she has a new book, and it's called Turning the Tables.
Oh, that's hysterical. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
She flipped the table.
I like it.
The book is supposedly about how in prison she basically found
faith
and spirituality and how she's going to be a very different person when she comes out, kind of thing. I mean, obviously, no, because that's terrible television. But it's called Turn the Table. So when I saw the book, I was laughing so hard because it doesn't come out until I think it's like summer 2016. I got like an advanced thing about it.
Right.
And I couldn't wait to tell you.
I know. I do think that's awesome. Like I said, I'm very close with, you know, Reno and Joe, and we've spoken. I think that is,
you know what,
incredible.
I did see that on the special, how, and it's funny because I do have my faith, and I know the whole thing with, you know, being raised Catholic and then my parents going to a Christian church.
Right.
So I kind of go back and forth. Nicole sticks with the Catholic church. And it's funny because listening to her, I'm like, I did see something when she was talking.
Mom, stop smacking me.
No, but seriously.
I wasn't mocking. I thought that was cute.
Cooper brought it up. I did see, I was listening to her wording, and Catholics are very regimented. Not in a bad sense. I still go to St. Mary's, but they're very regimented where everything's like, okay, you have to go to confession, you have to talk to a priest, where Christianity is more like talk directly to God and you can ask him for forgiveness. Mm. And when I was
it's
more of a personal relationship. And what I'm saying is when I was looking at the show, I said, oh my gosh, it was so clear to me that she was talking to Christians in prisons, even Catholics. The way she spoke to her husband and said, did you know you can pray directly? I mean, I think it's beautiful. She did say this. So, well, I mean, hey, listen, if it works, if she's happy and she's found happiness and it's good for her.
And peace.
Right.
So be it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's all good.
She'll be a better role model for all those, like, hundreds of girls that she has.
You know what I mean?
It's all positive. Yeah. And there's a lot of people in prison who do have ministries where almost like pull on the Bible where they want to
preach. You're sitting in there for
evangelical. Yeah. Right. Hey, what's better than that? You want peace in your life.
Did you guys have Housewives news for us, too? Anything going on that we need to know?
Let's see.
Oh, my God. Well, let's see. Supposedly, I don't... Hey, listen. And like I said, it's all up in the air. You see all these things on Twitter and news reports and this, you know, right? Who knows? New housewife, old housewife.
We know so much what's going on. It's just what we could really say.
Okay, what are you allowed to say on your own podcast? Let me remind you.
What I'm saying is... What I do say is, okay, see, oh, Jim and Amber just saw, the one thing that does bother me, and listen, it is a show, so I could basically say whatever the heck I want, but it really is a little nauseating where Jim and Amber are like, oh, we decided to walk away because we don't like the negativity. All of a sudden now, I don't like the fact that now all of a sudden they're throwing Teresa and Joe under the effing bus, and they're like, we don't like, they're criminals. We don't want to be associated with a dark show. You were panting. You were you were salivating to be a housewife. Supposedly what I heard is, they got fired.
Yeah,
they
of course.
They did not
please.
Decide when, to leave.
Of course
and that's
not.
What Joe Giudice got crazy with my husband. He's like, they got effing fired.
Of course they did.
And he called Reno the other day. He's like, they got fired. I want Bravo to say they got fired. Obviously, Bravo is being really nice and not saying they got fired, but you got fired.
Of course
you
they
got
did.
Fired. Yeah. They got the notice, especially after they said that about Teresa and Joe's daughter saying horrible things about this innocent kid. She's a child. One thing I know, reality TV, leave children out of it. Don't
right.
you dare bring
Don't
kids
dare.
Into it. It's unhealthy
dare
and it's
you.
Wrong.
That's right.
It's wrong in plain English. They're calling a kid all kinds. I won't even repeat the names because it's disgusting.
Please don't.
But I won't. But they're calling her all kinds of names. It's horrible. It's disgusting. And now Joe's like, oh, my God. How does anyone talk about children like that? He's knocking people, Jim. Well, guess what?
Joe
you got,
is really
Hold on.
Really
as
upset
Donald
about
Trump
that.
Says, as Donald Trump says, you're fired. You're fired. Jim and Amber, you're fired. And now all of a sudden people are praising them online. It's so great how you're not a part of a dark show anymore.
Oh, God.
And
please.
And associating with criminals. Oh, my God. Now
oh, my God.
Now they're criminals. now they're criminals, Jim and Amber, when you were up their ass.
Don't listen to people on Twitter and Facebook. It's all, you know how that goes.
Oh, no, but that's what I'm saying. But now, but Jim's saying it. Jim's
and my
saying,
guess is it's probably Jim and Amber who are saying those things. Yeah. Like, they're probably like, you know, go on there, like, as a 4572
yeah, exactly.
Thomas.
You know
okay.
Everyone stop trying to...
It's like, just be real. Hey, listen, you know what? What's going to happen with season 7 is going to happen. What's going to be a good fit is going to be a good fit. I always believe that. What's meant to be is meant to be. But Jim and Amber, you fired.
You're fired. All right, well, it's that time again. We've come to another end of this week's Girls in Heels. Thank you so much for listening. Spread the word about us. Email us your thoughts and questions. Special thanks to our producers Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every week. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio for having us.
Thank you, Nine Inch Dennis.
Yes, Nine Inch Dennis.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you, everyone. Thank you for hanging with us, and thank you for taking us Woo-hoo. To soon be number one.
Number one. Woo-hoo. Teresa, Nicole, and I are back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you so much for downloading.